The parsha opens up with the death of Sarah. And then Avraham Avinu comes and he has to find her a burial place. One of the great 10 tests, according to most of the Rishonim, is this. Why is it? Because he had to purchase it, even though the land was promised to him. And the first part of the parsha is Avraham Avinu negotiating with the Bnei Ephron, how much to pay, how much not to pay. It's a lot going on. He's bringing people in as negotiators. He's talking directly to them, then indirectly to them. A real business deal going on. At no point in the beginning of the parsha do we see Avraham Avinu praying to Hashem, help me out. Then we get to Chav Dalet, Perek Chav Dalet. Avraham Avinu now is going to try to find a shidduch for his son. He calls in Eliezer, his trusted servant. Hamoishel b'chal ha-shaloi, means he had the keys to the empire. He was the CEO, CFO, he had everything. All that. And he starts telling him, okay, we got to find a shidduch. He gives him a bunch of criteria how to do it. And within this conversation, he mentions Hashem's name. Hashem promised you, Hashem should be with you. Then when Eliezer goes on his way, the trusted, faithful servant, and he comes to the new place, he right away sits down and does a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he prays to Hashem, let me find this girl right away. It's very interesting. Then when it comes to the business, there's no prayers going on. You deal with it like a normal person. When it comes to Shidduchim, that's when you start praying. We have to know what we daven for in life. What are we davening for? Are we davening for money? Or are we davening for to make a house, a pious number Yisrael for continued generations? And even though you think it's only this parsha, this same halacha becomes applicable during the summer. During the 9 days, we slow down on a lot of the business. We don't do a lot of the business deals. We don't do a lot of construction. We don't do it. But, fascinatingly, we are allowed to get engaged. Why are we allowed to get engaged? It brought down. The reason is because if someone does not get engaged, he's delaying a day, someone else might come along and take his bashert, might take it the person he was supposed to marry. How do they do what the Gemara says? Through prayer. Someone will be davening to make a shidduch, and they will usurp the shidduch you were supposed to have. So to avoid this issue, what we do is, we tell people, don't hesitate, don't delay, get engaged during the 9 days. Wait a second, what about the business deals? Why don't we say that during the 9 days, if I don't take a business deal, someone else might pray and get the business deal. Shouldn't I be concerned for that? When I lose out on my business deal, the same way I lose out on a shidduch, shouldn't we be concerned for other people's prayers? The answer once again is that when people are supposed to be praying, the proper prayers aren't relegated and dealing with business deals, only with shidduchim. We have to know shidduchim doesn't mean only shidduchim, but it means the spiritual versus the mundane and the physical. We have a power of prayer as Jews. We have to know to use it for the right things, not for the physical stuff, but for the spiritual stuff. That's one of the great lessons of this parsha. Shabbos.